A cap on Russia's oil price helps make oil elsewhere pricier. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Oil up $2 this morning, back over $82 a barrel, almost $10 more than the low for the year hit last week as a $60 cap on Russian oil imposed by the U.S. and G7 countries takes effect today.
All this is meant to make it harder for Russia to make money and so harder for it to wage war in Ukraine. Ukraine thinks the price cap is still too high, while Russia, the world's number two oil producer, says it'll only deal with countries that pay full price.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's a chilly morning without power and heat for some around Carthage, North Carolina, after vandals fired shots damaging two power substations, causing 37,000 outages. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Field says,
"We're looking at all avenues. That's the reason I've got the professionals, the federal folks. They deal with the domestic terrorism more than locals."
Schools are closed today there. Another gay rights versus religious beliefs case from Colorado at the Supreme Court. The justices will today consider a Christian graphic artist's refusal to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. It's a last day to convince Georgians who didn't vote early to cast ballots for them in the runoff between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Both men will be out on the campaign trail today as they try to end a painfully negative election cycle. Walker will continue his evict Warnock bus tour this morning here in Flowery Branch, Georgia, and he'll continue on to four more stops across the state as he tries to energize voters ahead of Election Day. Warnock has a busy day as well. The senator will visit a Teamsters Get Out the Vote work site in Atlanta this morning, and he'll also hold a Students for Warnock rally at Georgia Tech.
Fox's Charles Watson. It's that time of 2022 for top 10 lists, the most this or that things of the year. Oxford Dictionaries has chosen goblin mode as its word of the year on a apologetically self-indulgent behavior. America's listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Former President Trump has stirred things up again as he runs for president again, continuing to claim he won the 2020 election, posting on social media it was a massive fraud, so some rules and even parts of the Constitution need to be terminated so he can be reinstalled as president. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer calls it an...
"We need all voices to speak out against this attack, and that's what it is, an attack on our democracy."
Now, the former president is being investigated by a special counsel.
Former Vice President Pence has been clear. He said he would not testify before the January 6th committee. But of the DOJ request, he said on Fox News Sunday,
"We will make that decision on the basis of the unique responsibilities that I have under the Constitution of the United States as a former vice president."
Meaning he would not divulge private deliberations he had with former President Trump in a hearing. No timetable was given on when a decision on the DOJ's request would be made. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, so there could be selling to start the week. There's going to be a new baseball Hall of Famer, Fred McGriff, a star power-hitting first baseman of the 1980s and 90s, chosen by a special new committee. Some other star players tainted by steroid suspicion were again denied, including Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. On Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys clobbered the Indianapolis Colts 54-19. Earlier,
Tagovailoa hit as he throws. Ball is out. Ball is live. And it is a touchdown for Drew.
San Francisco beat Miami 33-17 on Fox, but the 49ers lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season with a broken foot. Cincinnati topped Kansas City 27-24 to snap the Chiefs' five-game win streak. Baltimore, Las Vegas, Minnesota, and Seattle also won games with playoff implications. Washington and the New York Giants tied. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.